This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. So we are nearly there, just days away from swearing in the 44th President of the United States. It is finally the end of an era, not just the whites-only presidential era or the Bush era, but the two-year-long era of the Obama campaign, his long-shot battle for the nomination, the election, and now the inauguration itself.
3 to 5 million people will swarm the city, crippling Metro and forcing major roadways to shut down.
The Smithsonian may be hosting an employee slumber party of unprecedented proportion.
The big question on everyone's mind.
What is Michelle Obama going to wear to the inauguration?
Rather than speculate about Michelle's ball gown, we asked some of our favorite artists what they wanted from our almost president once he's in office.
To listen to your messages, press 1. First saved message.
Hi, Barack. This is David Harrington with the Kronos Quartet. I hope that over the next 8 years, you continue to remind everyone as often as you can about the value of arts. And I hope that you represent the American people in the best possible way throughout the entire world. Best wishes.
End of message. Next message.
Hi, President-elect Obama. This is Cintra Wilson, critical shopper for the New York Times. I just want to say you are such a stylish man, and I love you almost completely unconditionally. I have a couple of favors to ask. I know you are busy, but if you could see your way around to renouncing the theory of the unitary executive and making the executive office accountable to American law again, that would be so awesome. Just throw away all of the outgoing president's signing statements and all those skeevy presidential and security directives, like with a set of fire tongs, because they left so many cooties all over the Constitution. Oh, and it might be a nice bipartisan gesture to rebuild the Nixon bowling alley. I am just saying, do you feel me? I know you do, because you're my president. All right, baby. Have a rockin' good inauguration, Mr. Smokin' Hot Presidentialitiness. Mwah! Bye.
End of message. Next message.
Hi, Barack. It's Edwin Torres. How's it going? So listen, I'm a poet in New York City, and I know you love language, too. I mean, your heart and soul are in everything you say, so, you know, that's poetry. I wanted to thank you for bringing a level of awareness to the power of the word, and keep in mind poetry as one of the healing arts of humanity as you go through your term. And maybe write Michelle a love poem when you get a moment.
End of message.